This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribes in Nevada are seeking the designation of a new national monument in the east central part of the state. They say it holds cultural and spiritual significance, including being a valley where indigenous peoples suffered several massacres. Alex Gonzalez has more.
Eli Shoshone Tribal Chairman Alvin Marcus explains Basawabi was a place of religious gatherings, healing ceremonies, and celebrations, which made it a target for settlers who expanded into indigenous Nui territories of the Western Shoshone Tribe. Marcus says the federal government now has the chance to stand with tribes and honor Basawabi.
It in the past was a place of celebration and became a place of mourning. So it means enough to me that it needs to be protected forever.
He says before the tragedies that took place there, Basawabi was a place of happiness and should be remembered for both the good and bad. He adds people from across the Great Basin still go to the area to visit their ancestors, pray, and hold ceremonies. Three tribes are collecting signatures with the goal of getting Basawabi designated as a national monument.
Time is running out, so we need action now. It's time for the federal government and our representatives to center our tribes and our history and do the right thing.
He says a national monument designation within the national park system also would help familiarize more people with the Basawabi story. Those opposed to the monument recognition argue that Nevada already has too much public land where uses are restricted, but proponents argue this is false. I'm Alex Gonzalez.
After the recent statewide Native Youth Games in Anchorage, students returned home to show off their medals for traditional games like the two-foot high kick and the kneel jump. But there was also some unofficial friendly competition with this sound. Seal calls could be heard throughout the stadium full of people at various times at the games. KMBA's Rhonda McBride sought out the source of these sounds, a tradition that is as old as the games themselves.
The sound of enthusiastic crowds often fills the air at the Alaska Airlines Center. But at the Native Youth Games, you hear that and more. Although Samuel Meekum perfected the seal call during seal hunts in his hometown of Unalakleet, he's happy to belt it out to a sea of people.
Oh, it's fun. It gets everybody riled up and it gets people's attention. And also, it's like our way of shouting and cheering on your teammates. So like at a track meet, you'd yell at your teammates, right? And like you'd yell their name and say, keep on going, keep on going. But here you would do a seal call.
As the master of ceremonies at the Native Youth Games, Marjorie Tawbone uses the seal call to get the athletes pumped up.
Okay, we do like a two. So I'm gonna do two and then you do two, okay? Ready?
You start off with a low sound, like ooh, and then you learn how to make a high sound, ooh, and then you crack your voice, so ooh, and then you just kind of figure out how to do it, and eventually you're able to go ooh real easy.
Tawbone says seals are naturally curious creatures. Traditionally, hunters use the call to distract them.
The hunters would have to mimic a seal and get as close as they could, close enough to where they could harpoon it.
The seal call was also used to signal hunter success, a joyful sound that Tawbone says helps to bring the sounds of the land and sea into the city. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.